Yeah, Oh, yeah. So at the beginning of Dharma teaching regarding of the motivations in a little bit more big detail, reflecting upon the general types of the samsaric sufferings and the particular or specific suffering of those suffering or pain of those samsara. So when we reflecting upon ourselves, specific and then general suffering, then it changes our mental attitudes, and that mental attitude we have to shift upon those other mother sentient beings, and then be contemplate upon the suffering of those mother sentient beings, and not only that, we can reflecting upon the kindness of those sentient beings, and from that the kindness of all the sentient beings, it can induce or generate the genuine compassion, and then compassion can produce to the sense of responsibility for all the sentient beings. However, in the other ways, in brief, it says that in order to benefit all mother sentient beings, someone has to attend the fully enlightenment. So in order to attend the enlightenment, we have to practice upon the general causes which can attend the enlightenment. So in order to practice those and Mahayana practice, someone should be understood those practicings. So so in order to understand those practice, it depends upon the listening. So with this you can motivate your mental attitude that because of however in brief or short, I have to attend enlightenment. Because of that, I will going to listen this teaching.
Mm-hmm. Tonde Lusaja Low Jason, dear child, be
Chidara je
Tibetan Yet
So now here we are on the page 73, the regarding subject, the qualifications about the qualified guru or the master. There are 10 qualifications or the defining characteristics of the spiritual master or the guru. So among them, right now we are here on the defining characteristics of the guru, which is the number 7. The number 7, it says that the guru should be a very skillful to speech or to preach the dharma or the teachings. So so that means, however, there should be a qualification such as very elegant speaking or the very pleasant speaking to those, the ears of the disciples. And also the guru should be inspired or into his or her speech to those students. So to preach the dharma or the teachings to the other disciple or the students, that's the benefits to those students. So when the master benefits those teachings to the students, so through this way the master can benefits to those students. Regarding of that, it says that the Buddha cannot wash the non-virtuous actions or the sins by his hands, and it says that to give the instructions properly to the students or the disciples, through this way he can benefit to those students. So regarding of this, how to benefit those disciples, and the Geshe-la quoted from here on the One Sutra, it says that on the page 73, says, do not wash away sins with water. They do not clear away being sufferings with their hands. They do not transfer their own knowledge to others. Yes, you should have quoted here and repeat that the Buddha Shakyamuni cannot transfer their own the realizations to those students. And in verse it says that they liberate by teaching the truth of reality. So therefore, in this way, the master should be a very skillful speech to those the heirs of the essence of the disciple or the students. It should be very pleasant or the elegant or the melodious speech, and in that way the student can develop their interest upon the listening or the listening, and through that they develop their spiritual knowledge. So these are the method how the Buddha benefits or the master benefits to the students. So in the contradictory way, that if master cannot speak very properly way if the master don't speak very elegant and don't explain very well about the meaning, then the student and disciple, they don't understand the meanings. If because of that, it's very important to have the divine characteristics of speaking very pleasantly.
In the digital key service, it was a dear rebel case and the digital money to the Jigida Penada Tombo Pig Chungs up said, Digi Pig near the city, Tennis Java Shimaje, Tinea Tarvashi, anything in the Shimas or Riba Majoshi, Rasa Razan Yashin, any Yakia, Tinel Tondali, Kebago, it's not some Kaji, don't do DJ come to move at some say you are, but did it that rebel case, say I did things that. You just love the tongue, you know, so I said, no, he came, he had to be in the big, you just call up over to the money, because I knew there was a lot of jar, we had here, came up, big, same table, you go around, same table, you know, any major, you know, Tongue, you know, you just pay some shayad, shagamara, same table, you know, any major, you go around, he saw us at things, you know.
So when there is a proper order, how to benefit to the disciples through the spiritual teachings. Then at the beginnings, the master explained about the importance of the Dharma practice for this life, and then he leads the students to the purpose or the goal of the next good rebirth, and from that the foundations, then how the importance about if someone attend the liberation or the nirvana, and then the final he explained about and explain and guide the students towards the full enlightenment or the state of the Buddhahood. Those are the proper order how to guide the students or the disciples with the very right and proper method. So in this method, the master should be also speak about the correct way and the very elegant speech. However, in short, whatever the his speech should be benefits, and then it's supposed it arises the interesting upon the student's mind, and through that, when the student become interested upon the speech of the master, then they won't forget about what the master says. So these are the how the master guide students in the proper way. So if we observe the historical spiritual history in the past or the background, when the Shakyamuni Buddha attained the full enlightenment or the his states of the Buddhahood, at the beginning he preached he preached the first will of the Dharma. In the subject matter of the first will of the Dharma is not very profound. Those subject matter about the gross 16 characteristics of the Four Noble Truths in order to guide those students from the beginning or from the beginnings.
Because the thing is that the
Now here the eighth defining characteristics, it says that possessing loving concern or the loving thought, or in the Sanskrit we call that the maitreya. So regarding of these defining characteristics, when the master preached or the guide the students, the master should be guide them with his very deeper understanding of the knowledge of the compassion or the karuna and the material also. So this express or it says that those the motivations are the proper motivations which should be necessary or the requirement for the masters when they teach the dharma. So regarding of this, the importance of the loving kindness and the compassion material or the makarunas, which can makaruna, which necessary for the proper motivations. Kodamba Master Padova, he expressed to the Chinyawa, he expressed that the son of Limu, however many teachings I have explained, I have never taken pleasure in even a single thing. All beings are helpless. So the master should be like that master who is the Geshe Potoma. So next, what we call the perseverance or the hardship of the masters, that's the qualifications when he preached the dharma, and it seems that said that the master should be have a knowledge of or the defining characters of the perseverance or the effort to preach the dharma, and it's also explained about that perseverance or the joyful effort should be very continuously, not interrupted. So the qualifications or the defining characteristics here, it says that abandon this pride analysis or abandon the sadness when the master teaches the dharma. So master should be abandon his sadness or the this. Puritiness when he preach or teach the dharma to those students.
So
here it says that in general way the those how many qualifications or the defining characters of the masters there are the as the it's referred to the Sutra Alankara or the Tibetan we call the Lodigen or the ornament of the Sutra. It expresses that there are the 10 defining characteristics of the guru or the masters. So if some master who don't have those whole characteristics, then it's very important they should be have those defining characteristics. So regarding of this, the once again, the Master Potova said that the a teacher should be like this. Energetic, refers to constant delight in others' welfare, has abandoned disparities, refers to never being tired of giving an explanation again and again to bringing the hardships of explainers. So here again, Geshe-Potova said that these the five qualities: loving kindness, knowledge of relative, the tenets. Geshe-la also expressed about that the. There's the one Kadamba masters, and Kadamba master, when he preached the Dharma, he don't have those whole qualifications or the defining characteristics. However, he has the five characteristics. So from this way, he thought that he cannot benefit those disciples or the students. But when he preached the Dharma, it helps very much to those students. Therefore, among the 10 defining characteristics or the qualifications of the guru, so there are the five important qualifications. What those are the three higher trainings plus the understanding of the shunyata or the emptiness or tongbani and the ninje karuna compassion. So those five are very important because the one of the Kadamba Geshe who has Shamsun, who has those some five qualifications, so he can benefit those students, and then through his knowledge of the compassion and so on, the student can arise the realizations or the spiritual understanding from that master.
In the Jidat Alpenda, Yongshe, Jidat, sooner than the Gentil Yongshe, she showed up here, she has Yomar, and you just want to sell to New York. What it is, it's on a tip. Yongshe, she had to tell Jidat, the rich Kuga, you sound somewhat delicious. Must have Yomar, of course, but Kandaku in the Southern of the Yorki. In a corner, big that could do the champion of Ganga in bed, she does be simply Pendosham for young warriors.
So there's one Kadamba master called the Master Nyenten. So Nyenten don't have the qualification of the elegant speech benefactor. So when he arrived to towards his benefits, when he reciting those the sutra, then he thought that the sutra, and when he talked to those benefactors, he thought that they don't understand what I said because I don't have this qualification how to speak to the other peoples, how to conversation with the other benefactor. So however, from his proper motivations, those benefactors like him very much, and he benefits to those benefactors.
She had done the thing you think about the men in the long show, but a market, but because you know, and take a big thing that you give you, your money spend the cutters, you know, in the day was there. And because sending your native thing, so send that and be maybe yet. In sending when this is put to my wing was any sending you the moment shading, so send the GM. What did you think about it? So, the history can you call a love song in your name? They may be in In the shake of whatever long time I did, you know, in the ticket, Chandal Pendo, Rangel, Pendo, and I am more level. But you send in how much you have seen what is sending out your good that made the fair.
Yes. So some master, if they have, if even the master, if they have the defining characteristics of all the qualifications of the richness of the oral transmissions or the scriptural memorizations and very skillful way to talk to all those benefactor or the sentient or the disciples. So these are not enough. That it says that express that the master should be have the qualifications of those three higher trainings. So if the master don't have the qualifications of the three higher trainings, then in the example likewise that if someone who wants to sell the sandalwood and he expressed the quality of the sandalwood. If someone asked to him, then he might answer that, "Oh, I don't have sandalwood. I just praise to the quality of the sandalwood." Like that, if the master don't have the qualifications of those higher trainings, then when the master expressed about the good characters and then about the benefits of those three higher trainings, then it's just like a bubble of speech.
Kaza chime tu yenu ni su domba meba mangpa tas domba namba zamazung she mangdu tu ba thangdu ye spike mangdu tu ba yindong tu shin in the seru nga ba mangpa che ko kono be seru nyang le ba yo ma le sigor seru tu ni ya me seru ti ka na ye ding ye zil mangga ba ji ding ye de nyang le ma me she ro nga ba ji seru namba tu zu ga nyang le ma ko nga ba ji yo res she de ding ga ba ji de pen tu ma ti ta su zu ding da ni me tu lo yong ya nyang ga yo res.
So Geshe-la quoted from the King of the Concentration Sutra, in latter time there will be many monks without vows. Wanting to say, "I am learned," they will praise ethical discipline, but will not strive diligently at their own ethical disciplines. So it's in this sutra explained that in the future time, the time of degenerations, those monks who don't have the knowledge of the Shila or the Sujim or the disciplines and Stingyajin or the Samadhi or the concentrations, and they don't have the knowledge of the wisdom or the Jnan Prajna or the Sherab, so they don't have those knowledge. So it also refers to the Sutra of the King of the Concentration Sutra again. some people express the good qualities of sandalwood, saying sandalwood is like this. It is pleasant aspect of incense. Then some other people might ask them, do you possess a bit of that sandalwood? Which you so praise. Then they reply, I do not have the incense that I praise to gain my livelihood. Just so, in latter times, there will arise monks who do not strive at yoga and make a living by praising ethical disciplines. They will have no ethical, ethical disciplines. So you should explain about this sutra that in the future times, time of the generations, then the monks who don't have those the qualifications of the three higher tenets, they just express and explain about the benefits of those three higher tenets. In the example, it says that some person who prays about the sandalwood and who express about how to use the sandalwood, and then it makes the incense, it can make the incense, it can make the other ingredients or the so how, and then the, if someone also about appraise about the incense, if someone asks about the incense and the sandalwood, in Tibetan Dishila Expressel means Nyatsa Cheba, do you have any those sandalwood or the incense? Then the person answer that I don't have those sandalwood and the incense, I just praise the qualities of those. So,
Lama tema dewa nangi teda liver heva singi teda and deba soal and beva shaggy. Lama tema dewa nangi jang teda sheva chain singi teda deba beva shaw was a larva. Said that today you made to things not that didn't yanga your sheda. Any Loma in a big shaking lama yon dent of dendiga and the motto sobo do rea and what the yen taxi shaw worries. In Loma in Kazalama in a Loma TV, one at the shell, Sasan Tavanga, my Nurum to I may what to get a Dagi Shavakation for Esquire. Taxi machine said that they sold those sort of trade Pedro Yungo Marva, said the Yanga Yarova, but this Chinese is a little Yuga Fitz singing them in the Dagi Shavakation for Esquire.
So here it says that the concentration, the qualification of the masters, those are the concentration, the samadhi, wisdom, prajna or the gyan in Sanskrit, in Tibetan, sherap, and the liberation or the namjol in Tibetan. So in the future or the degenerated time, the master are very difficult to find such a master who has those qualifications. So this is very important that the qualifications of the or the defining characteristics of the master is very important. Because of that, students or the disciple want to attain or achieve the enlightenment. So in the other way, to the side of the students also, there are the defining characteristics of or the qualifications of the students. Though students or the disciple also should be have those defining characteristics or the qualifications. So there in the, so in this way, when someone search or someone search the master, so the student should be analyzed upon the master. Is that master has those qualifications or the defining characteristics or not? So when also the master preach and teach the student or the disciple, so master also is better to analyze upon the students are those students have such qualifications or not. So this is very important investigation between the students and the master about those qualifications or the defining characteristics.
Regarding
all the analytical open this the qualifications of the guru. So in the very degenerated times, it's very difficult to find such a guru who has those complete qualifications. Therefore, if it happened, then there are the master who has the what should be the student or disciples should be do if he cannot find those the master who has the whole qualifications? Then it gives the indicates upon the other method or the way how to search the master through the example that the there are some 14 good characteristics of the spiritual friend. So among I don't express each and each the characteristic of the spiritual friends, but among them some of them if I express a very few, it's are those some the spiritual friend who is a very intelligent and then who has a good form or the body and who is a very neat indeed or the clean indeed, etc. So those are the characteristic of the spiritual friends. So in this way, when the students or the disciples search or observe the master, then through this example, you will understand the masters. Because of that, the Guru Atisha said that among them, if master don't have full or complete knowledge or the complete qualifications, then it's bad. Then you can search the master who has half qualifications of those qualifications or the defining characteristics. And then if you cannot find that, then the eighth part of those partial of those qualifications. If you cannot, at least the master who should be have four defining characteristics of the guru or the masters. Method expressed by the example expressed by the guru Atisha.
So therefore
the master, if we cannot find the master who has those whole qualifications, then there should be the eight qualifications of the masters. So among those qualifications of the master, some qualifications or the defining characteristics are very complicated, and some qualifications are very simple. In short, if you analyze upon the master, then in the brief way, what is the qualifications or the defining practice of the masters, and then master who is a very proper motivation or the right motivation, the proper motivation and right motivation is that the master should not observe the material offerings of the students, or the master should not observe upon his reputations or the fame. So, however, master should not observe the purpose of this life. So, should be this life. And in this way, the master also should be have compassion. Thus, in the treasure of the knowledge, Abhidharma Kosho, it expressed that in Tibetan, Geshe-la expressed that Chijin Nyamun Chenmingbe is that the one someone who provides the dharma or the teachings, and he should not have a deluded mind. And then, Loso Yangba Jishindun. And then the second qualification is that master should be explain his teachings refers to those sutra, and he should be explained in the very correct way. Those are the very important and the brief meaning about the qualifications of the guru or master.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have completely done about the topic about the one part very important. That's what we call the defining characteristic of the guru or the spiritual master. So the next part, what we call the defining characteristics of the student who relies upon the teacher. Regarding that, there are three defining characteristics of the student or the disciple. So those defining characteristics are the disciple or students, the characteristics of the surne or the abiding the right without the non abiding non passions, and the second the intelligent mind or the consciousness of the that's and then interest upon the diligent or interest upon the dharma or the teachings. So these are the three qualifications of the students, in this way, the number third is very important. What it said that the diligence or the interest upon the dharma or the knowledge. Without diligence or the interest upon the dharma, then the student won't understand the meaning of the dharma or the teachings.
Mm-hmm.
So the other importance is that the qualifications of the non-partisans. If someone who don't have these qualifications of the non-partisans, then they met the different sections or the different the monastic college, and then they express that from this which are their party or the which are their sections, they express that oh these exchange sections are the very nice, and then that is the no good because reason of his without his the non-partisans or the in the other way what we call the because of his the thought of the bias or the unbalanced thoughts upon the sections. So and then Yishila expressed that there is no need to express about those the qualities of the vessels of the disciples, the examples. There's no need to express about the vessel which is upside down and so on. You understand those the qualities of the vessels or the fall in the other way, the faults of the vessels or the students or the disciples. So lacking of this knowledge of the non-partisans, then someone told those the knowledge or the what they have knowledge and then qualities, then they express that they thought that they don't have the knowledge and the qualities, and someone who has the knowledge and then qualities, because of that he is not in our sections and our monastery, because of that even the knowledge, and then they observe the knowledge as the false. So because of that our mistakes, sometimes we don't understand what knowledge is knowledge and what fault is fault. We have ignorance upon that. Because of that we don't have the non-partisans, or that we have the unbalanced thought or the bias. So this also, therefore, this is the number one of the defining characteristics of the student. Here it says that the Chandrakirti's commentaries, it said that the someone who don't have the non-partisan the qualifications, then even the master who has the qualifications or the defining characteristics, then the disciple complained to the masters, and then in the other way we thought of that non-partisans, even the master has. So it expressed in the Chandrakirti's commentary. Therefore, the student or disciple should be investigate upon the guru. Does he has the qualifications or the notes. So in the other way, when we investigate open the qualifications of the guru, it's very hard or complicated to find such a qualification, the master who has qualifications, even though some master who has those hold the qualification or the defining characteristics, it's very hard to understood by the students who is the real and the proper masters. So therefore, it's therefore some students saw that even the master who has those full qualifications, so from the mistakes or the faults of the student or the disciple, they thought that, oh, my master is an ordinary person or something like that. So however, therefore it's very important to bring the analyze or the investigate open the masters. Therefore, it's if you want to analyze or the investigate open the towards the master, then you can refer to the Concentration Sutra, and in that sutra, is expressed about the qualifications of the guru or the spiritual master.
Now
we again hear the defining characters of the non-partisans or the thought of the unbalance. So with this, it covers the knowledge of the masters, and then the student or the disciple cannot seize or understand the knowledge of the masters. So this is important. And here in it says in the the commentary, through taking sides, the mind is distressed, whereby you will never know peace or the knowledge of the masters. So here it says that some, if the student or the disciple who has those the false thought, then they have to abandon it. And when someone relying upon the guru or the spiritual masters, then then they have to depends on them. They have to follow what the master expressed and so on. So not taking the individual thought or the individual decisions regarding of that. In the Bodhisattva vows of liberation, in Sanskrit it called that the Bodhisattva Pratimoksha, after giving up your own assertions, respect and abide in the text of the abode and master.
Yeah,
So the second the qualification of the disciple or the students at that the intelligence the intelligence because of that if the students the lacking of that knowledge of the intelligence then they don't differentiate between the what is the or right to do things or the actions and what are those rights to wrong or as wrongs. So in this way the student cannot understand what are those could when the field of the analytical investigate then they don't it, as they are lacking of the intelligence then they don't understand which is the cultivate which is to cultivate or which is to abandon. For example that the regarding of the action of the killing, so the killing action is the non-virtuous actions or the negative action, and the not killing or the good or save the beings is the positive actions or the right actions. So if the student don't have the intelligence, then they cannot differentiate between these two, and they cannot cultivate what should they be practice or cultivate. So in the other hands, it said that if the student don't have the intelligence, then in the sutra it might be said that you can kill the sentient beings, and in the other sutra it might say that you cannot kill the sentient beings. So the student confused or ignorant upon what he should do or he should not do because of that he's the lacking of the knowledge of the intelligence. Or he don't have the knowledge about the direct teachings of the Buddha, and then which are the indirect or interpretive teachings of the Buddha. So therefore, when it comes to choose or the choice or the adult, what should be the student or the disciples want to do. So at that time, the student or the disciple really have knowledge of the intelligence. Here it says that there is a one the background the spiritual story. It's once upon a time there was a one man. His name Soromo Tenwa or the Angulimala, and then the Angulimala met the one master who is not the proper master or the right master to him. So when once upon a time Gichala expressed that when the master who has one wife, so the wife make some wrong information to his husband or the masters. She said that the Angulimala has done a mistake upon me. So because of that, the master gets mad or the upset to the Angulimala or his disciple. So because of that, master gets mad or the upset to the Angulimala. And then he said, and then he explained to the Angulimala or the Soma Tenwa, Soromo Tenwa, Angulimala, if you kill the thousand person or the people, you can attend the liberations or the nirvana. There's a way to attend the nirvana. Then the Angulimala thought that what master has said is that right. Then he And he searched the peoples and he killed the one after another. And then he wanted to kill the thousands of persons of people. So, however, he killed the 999 people, and at last he wants to kill the one person. Then he thought one person at that time, and then he saw his mother or the mom. Then he thought that, she is there and I will kill her. The mother came to see the Angulimala or the Somotengwa. Mother has a compassion thought upon his child, and then the master wants to give the food, provide the food or drinks to him, but he wants to kill the mother. Then at that time, when he watched the another direction or the side, he has seen the one Sangha or the one Bhikshu. So he thought that instantly, I can save my mother instead of my mother. I can kill that Sangha or the Bhikshu. Then he run up to the Bhikshu or the Sangha. That Bhikshu is the emanation body of the Buddha. And then when he run after him or the chasing him, he never can catch him. Then however at the at the end, that's the emanation of the Buddha, and then that he's surprised, and Buddha knows that it's time to subdue him. So, however, he has done a very bad actions but he has thought of the intelligence thought, and he has a thought of very. However, he has a very powerful wisdom. I'm sorry, not the intelligence. He had very, very powerful wisdoms, and then the potentials or the paksha. And then he cannot catch that Sangha or the Bhikshu. After he talked to that Bhikshu or the Sangha, he surprised very much. And then the Sangha or the emanation of the Buddha preached or the teach the proper dharma or the teaching to the Angulimala. And at the final, Angulimala attained the liberation or the nirvana.
他他他修行修修什么学校可能早晚是一个新的地方的呀，学校文化你提供的呀，学的什么可把你的理解你也得不谈的哟，最近那修修学校都是我，当然我理解年轻的理解人吧，人吧的学我，修的那点都是我的。
The plus of those, the three defining characteristics of the disciple, there are other additional qualifications of the disciples. Those are the respect to the teachings, and then the master or the spiritual teachers, and then those are the five qualifications of the disciple or the students. So in the brief, they are summarize those on the three those in the four the qualifications. It says that then these five qualities can be reduced to four. Number one, striving very diligently at the teaching. Number two, focusing the mind well when listening to the teaching. Number three, having great respect for the teaching and its instructor. And number four, discarding bad explanation and retaining good explanation.
嗯，这那听他的马扎的这些，听了推荐的也老人的嘛些，眼睛瞎的老熟的嘛些，我都是老人听他晓得些是吧？听见的老人的嘛，人了，是眼睛突然的熟的嘛，我送的我这里，他那的马扎的这些，你推荐的不给弄就有嘛些，眼睛的老熟的嘛，听我的老熟的嘛，听你说的。
嗯，sorry，OK，I'm sorry，very sorry，OK，嗯，忘了你了。So there are the those qualifications, and then the The qualifications of the non-part saints, and then the qualification of the intelligence. What we call the non-part saints or the biased, unbiased. That's the what we call the abandon of those the unconditioned, and the other one, what we call the intelligence thought, which is the conditions or the the intelligence is the favorable conditions, and the non-partisan is the unfavorable to stop the unfavorable conditions.
现在他那样，那生意些的，那边别的人生意些的，生意的是那样的，不都是说什么嘛？生意的是那样的，那搞个公司的，他也不行，搞个公司，马上呢，那那那样的，他必须有的是么子样？他嘛，这个东西都在马上就下降了，因为搞少去也要嘛，现在同学不能那么着急是不？现在对吧？可是东西民族把同学不能那么着急是个对不对？
Those are the qualifications of the students. So the student really should be analyzed or investigated upon those. Do I have those qualifications or not? If I don't have those the qualifications, then I should be have those the qualifications of the. Of the students of or the disciples, what happened if someone lacking or without those qualifications, then they cannot achieve the enlightenment or the purpose what they want or the what they require. So they will fall down from their purpose. So in order to fulfill one's the goal or the purpose, this disciple or the student should be have of those the qualifications.
嗯，他电视看上一个呀，电视老没声音，电视老没声音，你看什么？我他听你多少的，他，听苏巴的，他听现在电视的，底下他声音的就嘛了，你电视最贵的嘞，他他电视老没声音，他电视老没可是老没声音的，那电视老没声音，你咋做不嘞？
So up to here, we have finished the parts from the guru devotions, the part we have the finishing about the defining characteristic of the guru or spiritual masters. We have finished the subject matter about the defining characteristics of the disciple or the students. So our next step is that the how the student relies upon the teacher. So regarding of the question and answer, here someone write the in the print here. It's a dash
dialogue. Would you like me to read?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. So just let me do long. Just la. Two words. Teacher, I will do long. Yeah. So here the question is said that what is the goal of taking tantric vows? What is the proper motivation for taking these vows? How does one know if one is ready to take them? And then
read.
Okay. Then and how does that answer fit into understanding of what is important in life as reflected by two sentences I have recently read, one by the Dalai Lama that said, if you contribute to other people's happiness, you will find the true goal, the true meaning of life. And the words that were written to me by a young Tibetan college student in India, those being, happiness to you, your children, your husband, and all people we knew, and people we are yet to come across. A sentence that seems to capture the essence of the what is beautiful about the Mahayana Buddhism. It seems that if one really lived by the essence of these last two sentences, one could achieve at least confidence that in one's next life, one will find the Buddha again and follow the Dharma path, even though taking tantric. So let us, what the Geshe-la replied, open it, okay. Geshe-la.
嗯，没有唐伯的了，你提了就是了。嗯，我都没学了就是了。啊对。嗯，我都没学别的，没学的，我把卡里是吧？嗯，我都学啊，对对着。但是，我们学我们学东不上，东不上不着，感觉我这个我都从个东不没上呢。 나도 모르와.
나도 모르시에
가리스. 아니 나도 데데다 야. 제가 나도 데데다. 에네 데저 와서 제대 어머니는 가도 송고 말와. 나 내저 내저 제대 내저 라미 니라다. 에네 티 가서 어 틸티 송고 다 가도 주고. 네.
So
我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我就说我
regarding of this the question, in order to fulfill these questions, you should express that in the Tantra there are four classes of classifications of the Tantra Yanas, and then the when we arrive upon the two upper classifications of the Tantra Yana, that those are the Yoga Tantra or the Anutra Yoga Tantra, then there, the topic comes about the tantric vow. So here it says that there is a vow, what we call the Dojo Lopan. It's called that the Vajra Masters initiations, and that in these initiations, then it depends on the it's a necessary or require someone who has the tantric vow. So in the other way, it's a very basic foundations of that. Someone who into the tantric initiations or the vows, then the basic foundation is the bodhicitta, the bodhisattva vow. Any question?
全世界都懂不了,其實全世界都懂不了。So
the Bodhisattva vow is the basic foundations of the tantric vows. Then 你问你问就是了。你问就是了。Well, what is the proper motivation for taking these vows?
你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你问你
regarding of the motivations for taking these roles, there are the specific motivations in order to receive the particular or the specific initiation or the empowerment. But the basic is the motivation of the bodhicitta. And Gijala, what does one know if one is ready to take them? And it comes out also with the Domba Lingo, Rajila. But no, when you learn when it does, so the Domba did it, Tadid, which is the red room and says, so soon when hundreds have a race like Domba Lingo, Domba Lingo,
that's also
because
that
they
go, that much of the Sotar Domba Domina, any call you don't have seen the Tarvatoya, they will go around. The soda with Domus, my good dear, Tabato is him in that country that don't button soda, don't want to hear.
So, at least when we're talking about the individual liberation vow or the Paramoksha vows, so in order to receive these the vows, so what is the ready, the someone who is recipient, he should be have the thought of the renunciations, and in the other hands the person who wants who really wants to attain the liberation or the nirvana. So with this thinking or the motivation, the genuine thinking to attend the nirvana or the liberation, or the genuine thinking of the fault of the samsaras, or the renunciations. So this makes that the person ready to receive the Pratimoksha vow or the individual liberation vow at least. And then there's another conditions to receive another vows. No, Shizuli. Okay, so we stop here today. So the our spiritual so we have next we have the salt offering. Today the holy. So we have the post or the gate about the interval about the half an hour, and after half an hour we will get come here again and then offering the salt to the spiritual master or the guru.
Yeah. Give all your mind, all your Jesus,